to you?
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Can you even describe what today has been like so far?
It's been amazing. Kind of a blur. I woke up today, did my normal morning routine, had my family here, which is very happy about. Then we went to the team store. We got some gear.
Did you get the discount?
We did get the discount. Awesome. So we're good. Okay. And then I was there, and then just went back, got a shower, flew in yesterday, had to go get some clothes from Lulu, and just enjoying every moment of it for sure.
So how does this stay somewhat normal for you, even though it isn't?
Yeah, you know, from going, doing your everyday routine for now 2 months in Reno to now this, and then all your dreams that I've always wanted, 7-5, coming true. It's kind of crazy, and I've sat there and looked at all the years of baseball that I've had and everything, and to lead up to this day and all the coaches and everybody that's helped me is amazing. Just very thankful, very blessed, and gonna enjoy every moment of it for sure.
Lastly for me, who's here and what will it mean to them, do you think, to be here to watch it?
Yeah, you know, my dad, mom, my family, obviously, all the sacrifice of the trips, the driving, the flying, the hotels, expenses, you know, it's, I think for them, as for me, it's gonna be something special to look up and see my name and everything happening. And then as my grandfather, he's here, he played 15 years in the show, so it's cool to have somebody else in the family as a major leaguer. Mm-hmm. And you know, my grandma's excited, always told me, keep pushing, keep going, don't settle. And you know, for my girlfriend and her family, coming out here, experiencing it and just enjoying every moment of it, it's gonna be it's pretty special for all of us, for sure.
Enjoy. Thanks,
thank
man.
You thank
how,
you
how did you get the news?
Yeah, so I was off Wednesday. I was playing. I was just sitting there, and then we had a team meeting because we had a travel issue with going to Salt Lake Monday. So we were talking about that, and they got a flight in the morning, so it's gonna be like the old PCL league, to just show and go, wake up and go. And so I'm sitting there just relaxing, and then he's like, "Buddy, if you don't need to bring your air fryer and your dog because you're going to the show." And I just. Just a wave of emotions, my hair standing up on my body, and just embraced the moment and just enjoyed it. And then I got soaked in tomato sauce, mayonnaise, mustard, shaving cream, everything. It was good. And then I went and told, I was soaked, covered. My pants were done. They're gone. It was enjoying it. And went to go tell my girlfriend because she was there in Reno with me, so I got mustard all over her, sadly, but it's all right. And it's a good moment. It's a good moment to get mustard on you.
It's a bad stain.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, she threw it out now. Okay. Yeah. All right. But yeah, and then they called my dad. He was sleeping because he had work in the morning, and then my mom, she cried. My grandfather, especially for me, called my grandfather because he obviously he's done it. He's coached in the minor leagues. He knows what it's all about. And to call him, I just hear his tone change and be like, "Oh my gosh, it's real! Like it's happening." And then I called my friend Mike Trout from the Angels, and he was super excited for me. He because there was a time last year, specifically, I felt like crap, didn't want to go work out at his house. And he got on me. And he was like, "You want to make it to the show, you don't take days off." And he brought that moment up the other night when he said it to me. He's like, "I told you, if you pay off, you just got to trust me. I've done it. I've been it. I've done it. I've done things." And he was like, "You want to get there, you got to work." And, just having him, be so happy for me and just everything, and his family so happy for me. It's pretty special, pretty cool for sure.
Awesome.
I was going to say, the last time we talked to you, when we were asking you questions about the Rule 5,
mm-hmm.
How do you feel like it's worked out?
Yeah, looking back at it now, obviously this happening, it happened, it didn't happen, is what it is. But like I said then, I never thought of anything on the field. Just when I wasn't, put on the 40 man, I was like, okay, you got to work hard, you got to be better. So after when I got done the fall league, I went home, got right to work. On my body, on my little things, getting stronger, getting faster as much as I could, and then rolling into spring training, just working on my crafts, like defensively, be more polished as a hitter. And then after all is said and done, and now today's here, it just all paid off. Having trust in myself, everybody having trust in me, and faith, and just you know, it all worked out. It was pretty cool.
When did that conversation with Trout, what was he referring to? Was that a day in this past winter?
Yeah, this past off season, it was a certain day. It snowed in Jersey. Roads are covered. I was like, I don't want to drive. And then I told him, he's like, he calls me. He's like, yo, what are you doing? Like, let's go. I'm like, roads are bad. He's like, I don't care the roads are bad. You got to make it. Let's go. So then I drove over there like 15 minutes later, got there. He's like, that's respect. He did. I mean, he basically told me, like, get over here. I'm going to come pick you up, basically. But no. He just knows what I'm capable of and knows I could definitely, you know, be here and help the team and whatever they need. And he just had that faith in me. And it was fun and games. And now it's pretty cool. So.
Was it snow that you had to clean the windshield kind of snow?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Right. Oh, yeah. Thick snow, about 7-8 inches. Okay. And checking. It was just, wow.
And now you're here.
Now I'm here. All right. It all works out. Nice in 110-degree weather. Okay. It's nice.
How long have you known Mike Trout, and how far apart are you age-wise?
Yeah, Mike's about to turn 30. I'm 23. So, I mean, I've known him since he got drafted in 09. I got to know him in 2012, and then I worked out at the same place, luckily, and then we started talking, and then from working out to joining his hunting club, and now hunting, and then meeting all his family, and it's kind of surreal how, you know, other people look at him as the best player in baseball, and I look at him just good old Mike, funny dude, loves to chill, loves to relax, hunts, and to have him, it's pretty special. Just for advice, obviously, for baseball, and just to go talk to someone that did it, been through it, and just hear his experiences.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, he's here tonight. Yeah, he'll be on the field at 3:50 when we hit.